Hey, welcome to another edition of the Vine Resources podcast show. This week we're talking about bringing your furry friends or your pets to work, and is it okay for you, or can you do it, or do you have the option to do it? Pets have really been really appreciated for a companion as a long, long time. You know, that attachment, the sense of loyalty that they provide, and the love that they give. And of course, studies have also shown that pets significantly reduce stress and are good for well-being, both for you and the animal. And with the pandemic forcing many people who are working from the office to go and work from home, often some have been able to enjoy the best of both worlds, where they've been combining both being with their pets and working productively. I've talked to many, many people and been on many Teams calls and Zoom calls where you can see them with their pets in the background, and you can see the joy it brings to them of being at home and being with their pet. As people do return to the office, though, many employees may be looking at ways to make that transition more attractive to retain people. And one incentive is allowing individuals to bring their pets to work. So we wanted to talk about just the benefits of that. And of course, there may be very, very different policies from big corporate organizations to smaller companies. And often smaller companies have a lot more flexibility in allowing that. But the benefits, of course, of allowing pets in the office are numerous. And for many, bringing your pets to work can significantly reduce stress, as we said earlier, can increase job satisfaction, and even boost productivity. And you might even find that people stay longer because they have that flexibility. Pets can also help create a more relaxed and chilled and friendly work environment. You often see in videos of people with pets in the office where, you know, they're walking around and patting patting the dog, it may make it easier for teams to build relationships and even collaborate with colleagues. The employee's perspective, of course, from an employee perspective, a pet-friendly workplace can also help to attract and retain top talent, and it can really improve morale and engagement. It can also create a positive company culture and enhance the overall image of the company. You see some great websites where they actually showcase people who are able to bring their pets into the office, and it does make you feel good and it lifts the mood. The challenges are of course many as well. And, you know, making sure that, you know, you're catering for all members of staff, this could be an issue. You've got allergies, it can create distractions. And as I said, in some places, in some jurisdictions, in some countries, there could be the potential liability issues that are concerns that need to be addressed. Additionally, some team members just may not be comfortable around pets or may have their own pets that are not well behaved. So these are challenges that certainly need to be thought about and well understood. There needs to be a policy in place. So, you know, if you're able to overcome those challenges, make sure that you've created a clear policy and guidelines for bringing pets into the work. And employees can ensure that they've got a safe and productive work environment for all. Some companies, we've seen, have a designated pet-free zone or require pets to be trained and vaccinated before bringing them into the office. So we just wanted to give some examples of companies that are doing it and allowing their pets into the office, some that you may not have thought of or known that they did, but just interesting to see. So Amazon, first of all, they have a paternity leave policy that allows new pet owners to take paid time off to care for their new pets. Amazon allows pets in the office, provided they are well behaved and don't disrupt the workplace, which is interesting. Airbnb has a dog-friendly policy that allows employees to bring their dogs to work. Airbnb's offices are designed to accommodate dogs, which features such as dog runs and indoor play areas. Google has a dog policy that allows employees to bring their dogs to work, and their dog-friendly policy has been in place for several years, actually. I'm not sure of the numbers, but they certainly have shown to boost employment morale and productivity. It'd be really good to see some stats around that. Salesforce has a Bring Your Pet to Work Day policy that allows employees to bring their pets to work once a month. Interesting they've gone down this route. And Salesforce also has a dog-friendly policy that allows well-behaved dogs in the office on a regular basis. In addition to these corporate companies, there's of course many micro, small SME companies that are taking the leaf out of the book, and they've been doing it probably for longer than most of these corporate companies. You see great small companies that have a very open policy on pets, particularly those that are not based in cities, that maybe give it more accessibility to bring your pet into the office. So as companies continue to adapt, innovate and you know, change their policies, particularly as they're trying to bring some people trying to bring people back into an office environment. Allowing people to bring your pets to work can really be a great way to attract and retain top talent. And by balancing the benefits and challenges, companies can really create a pet-friendly workplace that benefits both workers and employees. We brought that story because we've actually been talking to people recently, and as I said earlier on this discussion, that seeing people with their pets in the background on Teams calls when I'm on calls is really wonderful to see, and you can see the joy that the pet brings to their owner, and that's a great thing to do. So love to hear your stories, and I hope you've enjoyed this week's podcast. Thanks very much.